Right now it's time to welcome in a good friend, Willie Hallahan, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, and it looks like we're back to golf. Morning, Willie, how you doing?
Good, Marshall, good. How are you doing?
Not too bad, can't complain. You know, we've got the rain we need, and John Hicks had 4 inches already at his rain gauge.
Well, and maybe as importantly, it's been coming down at a nice, gentle pace, and just what the golf courses need, along with everybody else's lawn, right?
That's it. So, well, this is it. The golf tournament in Pig Roast is back.
Yes, I can't believe it. It's the 15th year we've been doing the golf tournament. We at Swassa came kind of late to the game when it came to hosting a golf tournament. They've been around forever, you know, and many of them. And it didn't seem that long ago that we had our first one over at Under Mountain Golf Course, but here we are at year 15. Time flies in golf just like everything else, I guess.
Now, this is coming up on Saturday the 17th, right?
Saturday the 17th, yep. There's a rain date of the next day, Sunday the 18th. You know, a week ago it would have seemed almost laughable to have a rain date for anything because we just haven't had any. But, you know, these few days we've got a nice steady rain, and it always, I guess, looms as a possibility. We've never used a rain date, by the way, but we have one anyway. So the 17th Saturday is the date. It's kind of unusual to have a Saturday tournament. Most of them are weekdays at golf courses because the play is less on a weekday. But Trish and John over Under Mountain give us a Saturday, so it gives a chance for more working people, I suppose, to get in. So that's a plus. As far as the tournament itself goes, the format is the same. It's a two-person scramble format, two-person teams. We couple them with another team to make foursomes. There are going to be two flights. These are 18-hole tournaments, and there'll be two flights, one at 8 a.m. and the second at 1 p.m. And the field is limited to 40 players for each flight. We don't want to overburden either flight and slow down play too much, so we've limited it to 40 players. So if you have a time preference, if you prefer to be in the morning or the afternoon, you'll want to get registered as soon as you can, just to make sure you get in the flight you want. Sunday in the Country, as always, will be selling breakfast sandwiches for their food drive, and they'll also be managing the pig roast, as they've done all along. Under Mountain Golf Course will be providing bag lunches at the turn for each flight. The entry fee this year is $110 per person. It's a little more than in the past, but this year it includes a cart, so that justifies the few dollars more that they're charging. And that includes the cart, on-course beverages, lunch and dinner, on-course contests. We'll have closest to the pin, closest to the line on several holes. And, of course, the hole-in-one prizes are sponsored by Robinhood Radio. I should, in the past I've talked every once in a while about the synergy, I guess, about local nonprofits helping each other out. And our tournament is a classic example of that. You know, the Sunday in the Country food drive, they cook, sandwiches for us, and they get the benefit. They cook the roast, roast the pig, and we pay them for it. Robin Hood Radio sponsors the hole in one. It's just it's part of what makes this whole nonprofit section of our economy work in our area. So that's another example of why we love to live in this area. The registration is a little different this year. Registration and payment is only by phone. In an effort to eliminate the bottlenecks we have just before the tournament starts, we're instead of going through all that as you get there, and there's a mob of people trying to buy raffle tickets and register, we're doing that by phone. And to do that, you call Trish MacArthur over at Under Mountain Golf Course. The number is 518-329-4444. And if you don't get that or didn't write it down, you can just go to jumpfest.org. The poster for the pig roast is right there on the home page. And as always, the proceeds from the tournament, excuse me, will go to help fund our youth skiing programs. As you remember, Marshall, we help support a variety of downhill skiing programs at four area grade schools, and we also have a very robust ski jumping program. Last year was it was a banner year. We had like 25 kids jumping throughout the season, which is off the charts. You know, ski jumping doesn't attract huge crowds of kids like soccer or baseball, so 25 kids jumping throughout the season and traveling to Lake Placid and other locations to compete, that's huge. So things like our golf tournament, the proceeds from that help support that.
And you even sent jumpers this summer, right, to Lake Placid?
Well, this summer we sent six kids signed up to go to Alaska. Well,
Alaska.
Yeah, the six of our jumpers and their parents and a coach went to Anchorage, and they spent about a week there jumping, summer jumping. They jump on grass and plastic, and they got to travel around, and we helped underwrite that. So, you know, that's what we do. And the kids benefit in ways you just can't imagine. I mean, they came back, and the parents, too. They were just elated. On a small, much smaller scale, we do the same thing during the winter because they get to go to Lake Placid and jump against their peers at the home of two Olympics and other sites in New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York State. So, yeah, it's not just about the jumping, but it's about all those other things, too.
And of course, like you said, this all not only goes to benefit the skiing programs, which are done throughout the winter, but you have a lot of upkeep and a lot of upgrading that you as an organization have done over the past, I'll say, 20 years to keep the jumps active and to keep the site up to date.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me of that. Over the last few years, especially, we've made changes, expensive ones. As you might expect, we added lighting to the two junior hills, so our kids could jump in the early evening during the winter. You know, they get out of school and go home and get something to eat, and then go to the hill, and it's still getting dark on the early side. So we've lighted the 20 and 30 meter junior hills. We've made the 20 meter, our small one. We put in aluminum rails on the in run. That's the ramp they come down, so that half of it, at least thus far, is year round. We need to complete that, but when we do, when we add plastic to the landing hill, the 20 meter at least will be year round jumping, so our kids can practice year round. We can hold summer meets from, you know, for kids who are coming down from Lake Placid and other places. We need to rebuild our 30 meter because it's wooden and rickety and aging. So we have plans in the works to replace that, like we did with a big jump back in 2010. And so, you know, it just goes on and on. We're never done with improving the site. And it costs money, of course, and it's these events that we hold that help do that.
You know, it's so interesting to see, you know, by doing that youth jump and fixing that up, that gives the young jumpers so much experience ahead of time to prepare for when they do go to other ski jumping and when other ski jumpers come here in the competition.
Yeah, and we've always been at a disadvantage with the kids from Lake Placid, for example. I don't have statistics about it, but I would wager that the jumper, the most successful jumpers, come from Lake Placid because they do have year round jumping on some of their hills, not all of them. So, for us to be able to compete with programs like Lake Placid, it will be very helpful to have year round jumping. We have a trainer, a thing. I put pictures, some videos up a couple of years ago on Facebook of our kids on it. It's a device where they can sort of half simulate the jumping motion as a training exercise, and that's helpful. But nothing replaces actually jumping, and so that's what we're aiming at.
All right, well, let's talk once again about the particulars, how people can register for the golf tournament, which is coming up on Saturday, September 17th at Under Mountain Golf Course.
Sure. Register by calling the Under Mountain Golf Course. Ask for Trish. Probably anybody who answers the phone can help you, but the number is 518-329-4444. If you missed that, just go to SWASA's website, jumpfest.org, and the poster for the tournament is right there on the home page. We're asking people to both register and pay online to avoid the hassles of registering that morning, because there's always bottlenecks. You can't avoid it, but we're trying to. And it's going to be a great day. Everybody always raves about it, we're proud of the event we put on, and thank everybody who helps us, including you at Robin Hood Radio, Marshall.
Right.
And maybe I can just add one thing.
Yep.
The next event will be the Brewski Fest, which comes up in October. It's October. Let me look at the calendar. I think it's the 9th. It's a Sunday. It's the Sunday of the Salisbury Fall Festival.
Yep.
It's Columbus weekend, and that will be our second fundraiser of the season. And like the golf tournament, it goes to support our kids' skiing programs.
All right, Willie, great to check in. Obviously, we'll speak to you again when we get towards Brewski Fest.
Okay, great, Marshall. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan, Salisbury Winter Sports Association there. Once again, golf tournament comes up September 17th at the Under Mountain Golf Course. To register or more information, 518-329-4444.